Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Do It With Drupal Seminar. The video archive is now available with over 40 hours of high-quality video from Drupal's top developers and thinkers. For more information and free full-length sample videos, go to doitwithdrupal.com.
I am Stephanie Packrell, also known as Steph the Geek on Drupal.org, and I'm one of the co-founders of Top Notch Themes. We are a mostly virtual company, but sort of primarily based in Berkeley, and we provide premium themes for download for Drupal. We work exclusively with Drupal, and you can go to our site and view a big selection of themes available, pick one out, and buy it and download it, put it up on your site.
So it was about a year ago when Top Notch Themes launched at DrupalCon, so tell us a bit about what's happened in the past year.
It has been a very cool journey. We've got a lot of support from the community, which has been amazing. We also have a partnership with Acquia, so we provide the themes with Acquia's commercially supported Drupal distribution, and those are for free up on Drupal.org, and that's been probably one of the coolest sort of rides of the last few months. You know, we now have the second most popular theme after Zen on Drupal.org, and, you know, doing a theme for 5,000 clients is an interesting experience, so that's been a lot of fun. And we have two full-time themers now, so we've been expanding a little bit. You know, and definitely looking to keep producing a variety of themes. We do a lot of Ubercart themes, working closely with the Ubercart community too. So we're definitely looking to keep pushing the envelope and seeing, you know, how much you can get out of a theme.
How have you found people responding to these themes that they can sort of drop in and pay for versus sort of scanning through all the free themes that are there? And how do people react to that? And what are sort of the things that you get and the top-notch themes that you don't get from other places?
That's a lot of questions all in one. well, first of all, you get, you know, certainly a higher sort of level of graphic design. And, you know, most of the themes that you'll find on Drupal.org are, you know, they're kind of like your three-column blog theme. And, you know, some are a lot better than others. But with us, you know, they have a really distinctive graphical look and feel. And a lot of that can, you know, often be easily changed, swapping out a graphical banner, that kind of stuff. We also ship a ton of theme settings with all of our themes, which let you do little things like turn specific vocabularies on and off for certain node types, you know, toggle on and off your breadcrumbs, things like that that you'd ordinarily have to write, you know, some code to do. We get a significant chunk of developers, Drupal developers, a lot of the time, you know, small shops or, you know, who maybe, you know, generally do larger projects, but they've got a particularly tight timeline. They need, you know, got a client who needs a site in 3 days kind of thing, or, you know, they just a client that has a small budget. So they'll start with one of our themes, and, you know, that really gets them, even if they're doing a lot of customizations, that gets them to sort of a higher place than they would be otherwise. A lot of very new users to Drupal, which is really, you know, what we created a couple of ebooks for, because people were getting themes and really having no idea what to do with them. And that one surprised us a little bit. We weren't sure that we were going to have quite so many new users. So there's some education there with, you know, how does block visibility work? You know, we use a lot of regions. Most of them are, you know, 15, 20 regions that have different styles. And so they see our, you know, our screenshots and they say, oh, hey, you've got this cool bar thing across the top. And then you've got this whole other different layout. You know, how do I do that? So really educating people a little bit more about what does that mean to be turning blocks on and off on different pages to create those different layouts. So I'd say those are, you know, kind of our top contenders. A lot of nonprofits, a lot of sort of small, you know, either hobbyist groups or small businesses, you know, launching Ubercart sites in particular. That's a really exciting space to be in because there's a lot you can do with Ubercart to make it, you know, to make it look a lot better.
I've noticed that you've consumed quite a number of different Drupal instructional videos and books, and just talk a little bit about your strategy there for reading all these and reviewing them.
Right. Well, we, you know, from the beginning, we never wanted to be a site about theming, and we stay very far away from things like, you know, blogging about theming unless it's very, very simple, tiny, small tweaks, you know, because even though we're sort of a premium theming company, we're targeting people who are not themers, because if they were themers, they would be building themes. So, you know, the reviews of products like that have really kind of fallen naturally into that, because when companies release great training materials, you know, videos and books and things like that, we want to know what's great, what we can recommend if someone's having trouble setting up an Ubercart site or someone wants to know what to do with multimedia, you know, on their site. So it's sort of in our best interest to stay on top of that. And we've tried to focus our blog, for example, on resources that are more useful to business users coming in and evaluating Drupal, or people coming from another CMS, or people who are maybe not even that technical but are the ones that have to fill out the content and do some of the configuration.
And do you sort of also jump into IRC a lot and help people or participate in the Drupal.org queues? Or what's your strategy there?
I love helping out on IRC. I'm kind of there a lot. and I love helping in the Drupal support channel in particular. we learn a lot from it. Well, I learn a lot from it. You know, that's where really our theme settings came from. So all that stuff that I was, you know, talking about, vocabularies and breadcrumbs, these were frequently asked questions on Drupal IRC. And these are little frustrating things that such a huge percent of users want to do. So by the time I pointed someone to the same module, you know, the 50th time, I start thinking, maybe we should, you know, include this in our themes or recommend it or blog about it or do something like that. So it's a really good way to keep me sharp, to keep us sharp, to know what's going on in the community, what kind of problems are people having, because those are the problems that a lot of them can be tackled from the theming side, and we're really interested in doing that.
So what were some of the top sort of pain points that you tried to address with the themes that you've been doing?
Certainly breaking out of the sort of the Drupal theme mold was sort of one of the first ones, and you know, we have a mix. Some are, you know, your basic kind of corporate sort of three column kind of blog type sites, but some of them are a little bit off the wall, and so we wanted to really showcase the variety and show what Drupal could do. The theme settings, absolutely, and you know, it's great. That's been another benefit of being able to put the free themes out to the community, because those get, of course, tested and used by such a wider variety of people than just our customers. But all those, you know, those kinds of things, like you know, taxonomy settings, you know, that's one that baffles people on and on again. You know, they create something to organize their content that's sort of an internal vocabulary, and they want to show tags, and they say, why are my, you know, internal terms being mixed with my, you know, with these blog tags, and it doesn't make sense, kind of thing. So putting that in as a theme setting, and, you know, little text changes and stuff, being able to change, you know, comments. We often recommend, you know, the 5-star module. A lot of people want to do reviews and ratings and product reviews and stuff like that. And, you know, it's great to be able to, in the interface, you know, change that text from comment to review, for example, on your product notes. So, you know, that's where a lot of those settings came out of. Even things where there's sometimes a module. One example would be the page title module, which we, you know, we personally use and recommend, but we have a very sort of simplistic implementation of it in our theme settings as well. So you can define a different page title to be used for your inner content versus your front page. Use your slogan, use your mission, that kind of stuff. And some other Drupal annoyances, you know, like that not verified text after, you know, there's a checkbox, and, you know, we just put it in our theme settings that you can turn that off. And some of those little things that we have always felt make Drupal a little rough around the edges that we try to take care of.
And so you've also been doing Drupal 6 themes now, and talk a little bit about, like, what are the new things that you're able to do in the Drupal 6 themes that you weren't able to include previously, or maybe were easier?
Well, theme settings primarily. I mean, those don't actually exist in our Drupal 5 version. It's really the theme settings, and we've done a lot of work, you know, in terms of, like, cleaning up some of the code and some of the additional functionality. You know, we keep maintaining the Drupal 5 versions, but really all the new sort of hotness as we discover it goes into the Drupal 6 ones. That's really where the community's gone.
Cool. So what's next for top-notch themes in the next year?
We are going to be looking at doing a little bit more with UberCart, potentially even releasing an UberCart theme to the community. We are also looking at, you know, there's so many different solutions to do this right now. One of the sort of the common sort of, I don't say complaints, but sort of, you know, points of confusion with customers, especially when they're coming, for example, from Joomla, just because of the way that the template sort of ecosphere is different there. You know, they expect content, and they expect sort of things to be configured and kind of to pop into place when they enable a theme. And that's just not the way theming has historically been in Drupal. But, you know, we're looking at ways to address that. And maybe, you know, maybe we do, we opted not to do this from the beginning because we just wanted to really focus on getting themes out there. But, you know, things like install profiles, things like, you know, putting sort of more eye candy in, doing a little bit more configuration or sort of recommended configurations. It's kind of a double-edged sword, because we do target developers a lot too, and, you know, kind of have the possibilities are limitless kind of thing, but then we find that a lot of new users, they don't want to hear possibilities are limitless. They want to hear, do this. This is what will make this look like this. So it's been an interesting sort of balance trying to target two, you know, basically opposite camps. So, you know, we're still kind of working on where that one goes, but I think you'll probably see something in the next few months that addresses that kind of thing. Also looking at panels. We have a new theme that just came out, a newspaper theme, and right now we're actually looking at turning that into a panels-based theme as well. So, you know, working with the flexible layout and the layouts that are provided in panels to do the theming for panels. A lot of people are using it, so.
Great. Well, thanks.
Thank you.